I was looking because I was trying to take the passcode off my phone so I don't have to put it in every time I get on my phone. There's a setting that was that you can turn on that if you fail the passcode 10 times, it completely erases your phone.
Yeah, you can do that.
Like, why would anyone turn that on?
That's some like, yeah.
It's a high security shit. Yeah.
Self-destruct sequence activated.
That's a setting for a 100% cheater.
Or a pedophile or something.
Yeah.
Something terrible.
You, so, okay, okay. I went to this level. You went to like this level. Bro, it's
above that. It's like I wouldn't even do that if I was cheating. Like, if I got caught, I mean, fuck it. Like, I wouldn't
yeah, go to what that if level I just cheating. Forget?
Like,
right?
No, that's probably for, like Tesla employees and shit.
That's some, like, CIA.
That's, like, high security job. Yeah, that's like, that's, like, a, yeah, that's like,
engineer for shit. A multi-million dollar company.
Probably, yeah, it's probably, like, business iPhones that are only on the work server that are, like.
Or, like, if you don't remember the code, you have to, like, text corporate, and they have to tell you, they have to, like, give you a whole process.
To erase all data, yeah, everything.
Maybe it's a throwaway to begin with.
You're gonna die.
Give me 1 second, because I still have tears in my eyes.
He's dying inside.
You have a grumpy face, my default.
Man, I don't even live here.
Do I remember my keys, or am I just stupid?
Oh, I don't like how this is going.
I think it's a for dummies.
God, I smell dog shit.
Welcome to the Absurdity Podcast. This was made off the seat of my pants.
Was it is ass.
It is ass. Exactly.
God damn it. Got me on that one.
Follow us on Facebook, Absurd Entertainment.
Yeah, we're dumbass.
Check out the Instagram and the Twitter at Absurdity69.
Ass, ass, ass.
If you want to watch the podcast, go to YouTube, Absurd Entertainment, hit the bell, hit the subscribe button. You know. Do your thing.
I just want a tiny ass to fly across the screen.
Check out our Patreon at Absurd Entertainment. Yeah, hit where you get off the rails and more.
And more.
And more.
And more.
And just have fun with us.
Yeah, because sometimes we have fun. It might not sound like we're having fun right now.
But we're having fun. Are we?
We're tired. We're tired, but we're having fun.
I don't know.
Yeah, I've got like 1,000-yard stare right now, man. Yeah. It's been a day.
You and me both.
Yeah.
It's probably for separate reasons.
No, I get it. I get it.
I mean, it'd be awkward if it was all for the same reason.
Yeah.
It would be. Yeah.
I mean, maybe tied together a little bit.
Yeah. Goddamn Ukrainians.
Anyhow.
We all stayed up last night having bloody diarrhea.
Everyone did. Everyone had
it. Yeah, weirdly enough.
Damn.
So what happens when you're 32, fat, and try to play basketball?
Bloody diarrhea. Bloody diarrhea.
And then eat a greasy cheeseburger.
That's what happens when you eat it on the court.
Don't eat that on the court.
Yeah, don't eat it on the court.
I didn't eat anything on the court.
You'll get a foul.
Well, you know what's crazy? I went to the court and kids being kids just drew dicks all over the ground.
Hell yeah, they did, because they're dicks.
Well, my 8-year-old daughter's like, Dad, what is that? And I was like, nothing. While I'm like putting my foot over it, trying to like get it off of the ground. There was two of them. One didn't really look like a dick, so that was I just kind of briefly went over it. But one was a dick with hairy balls.
Oh, nice.
And technically, like, you did just use your foot to rub a little boy's dick. I just want to state that right now. So do you want to explain yourself? You did it publicly, too. In front of your 8-year-old daughter, you rubbed a little boy's dick with your foot. And I want you to explain yourself live on the air right
drawing
now.
Of a dick.
Why'd you draw it afterwards?
Drawing of a dick.
It was actually an ancient hieroglyph.
And we don't know if it was a kid. Could have been an adult. We don't know.
I will go on the record and say that as an adult, I have drawn dicks on the sidewalk with sidewalk chalk. I mean, it's the fucking Call of the Wild. You just gotta just draw that dick every once in a while.
Speaking of Call of the Wild, I'm Cameron.
Get the fuck out of my face.
Did you know before the crowbar was invented, they just drank at home?
All those alcoholic crows at home just fucking
murder me.
You guys remember that scene in the movie Scanners where that dude just like fucking staring at the camera and his head explodes? Because that's what just happened. He just like fucking just like blam, head explode. But yeah, that's how I feel.
Well, you want to feel like that again?
If you got more, lay them on me.
The Lord told John, come forth and you'll have eternal life.
But he came fifth.
He came fifth and got a toaster.
Yeah.
Ooh, you were that close.
Sunday.
The man who came in fifth was Job, and he did not get a toaster. Let me tell you what that man got. He got a goat.
He got a goat.
He got a goat.
One goat.
He got a singular goat that God said you can have sex with this one, but not another. All because you sacrificed everything in your life, you can fuck this one goat.
Goat fucking. What up, guys? DK here. I'm just casually stacking dice in front of me if you can't see on camera.
And they can.
You think they can? Oh, can they?
They can.
Oh, and my
You're asking the man that has the cameras. You think they
can? And the weird little napkin trash that I've ripped up. Don't mind me. That's not ADHD brain. You know.
He didn't realize how much could be seen in the camera.
We're not high anxiety strong right now. We're just trying to make it through this recording.
Changed it up a little bit. Went with the baby face.
I saw that, yeah.
But it's already growing out again. Because
you're 30?
Well, I mean, even when I had, like, no facial hair, but still facial hair, as soon as I shaved it, it was, like, out again.
What's so weird is, like, when I shave mine, mm-hmm. it takes a little bit to grow out, but then when it does, it's like,
yeah.
Mine's the opposite. Like, it's double quickly.
I bet by next week, if I don't shave again by next week, this will be, like, fairly, pretty much like it was, like,
the other day. I'm gonna be honest, I don't even remember how it was.
It's forgettable. I
every time I see you, it's like at the beginning.
I don't pay attention to your facial hair that much.
Yeah,
just those gorgeous eyes.
Yeah, that's all I stare into. Oh,
guys, so sweet. But yeah, I really don't got much. It's just I'm just really fucking tired right now.
It's Tuesday, my guy.
I get it.
Fucking corporate county day, counting day. Pretty much is what it was.
Corporate slave day. Yeah.
Yeah. Just count.
Yeah.
And that's really all I got.
I had three of those days last year.
Nice.
Oh, guys. Big Dirty here. Luke, you know, music man.
It's the man.
Getting a tan.
Are you?
I mean, slightly. He was outside a lot today. And the sun was out.
Oh, yeah.
You got to tell us music man. We still don't have a new intro for the Absurdity podcast.
I keep forgetting.
He's only a D&D music man.
That one doesn't have
you a can't go into the intro video until you make the music.
That one
I can't finish my song until you
that get one doesn't going. Have a deadline, so my brain's like
all right, next week.
Okay, all right. Yeah,
well, go ahead and delete the intro now because you'll have it by next week, right?
Delete the intro, so if there's no intro, we know why.
Yeah. You'll have it next week. Shalom.
Shalom. That's it. I think it should be
not just that
your rendition, or I want it to be heavily inspired by the theme song from Full House.
Please.
Was that unanimous, or was that just one?
I can't even remember the song, but yes.
One.
Are we allowed to play television?
We're allowed to tell our minds.
We still own the rights to the Office theme song, technically. I purchased the Office theme song like a year ago. We own the rights to that if we want to do it to that thing.
No. I don't.
But it cost me like 99 cents.
Well, that was 99 cents you wasted, buddy.
I think you just spent 99 cents on the App Store, my guy.
No, I actually went onto a website to purchase the licensing to play it whenever I want. I have a licensing for the theme.
Oh, just to play it.
Just to play it. To be able to allow
you
it
bastard,
in my production.
Now we have to know what it sounds like.
Why
is Trap Remix the first thing that pops up?
Because like, we know what we like.
If worst comes to worst, I'll just take out the whole audio and just hear, watch our mouths
move. Yeah, just watch our mouths move. I like that. That's a good idea. I think we're allowed to play television theme songs.
I think you have to do what I did and purchase the theme license for it.
Well, I just need to hear like 3 seconds and then my brain will be like, oh yeah.
I think we're allowed to play 23 seconds for sure.
I thought it was only 10 for YouTube of a copywritten song. I think it's 10 seconds.
There you go, yeah.
Okay.
It's very like, you know, that just that.
Okay.
Here's Okay.
There has been an increase of podcasts listening, licensing music primarily for intro, outro, and theme songs. However, the copyright owners do not have to give you permission to use a song, and simply requesting a license does not mean you have received a valid license. Mm-hmm. That literally doesn't give me an answer. Way to go, Google.
Thanks, Googs.
It's very complicated, is what Google is trying to say.
That was like a very backwards ass answer. Like,
if they want to sue you, they'll sue you.
Yeah.
You're fucked.
You can do it, but there's consequences.
I've been just hanging on to this for like, it's been like absentmindedly just chilling in my hand. It's pretty cool.
It's, you know, you got to keep those hands busy, you know?
Yeah, that instead.
No.
I've been just rubbing my pockets. It probably looks weird on the camera. I've just been rubbing whatever's in my pockets. Wink, wink. Just trying to keep these hands
busy. Don't act like it goes to your pockets.
I have very short pockets. Leave me alone.
No, I just can't get that song out of my head. Just the
I do want a video of us just rocking like out just to that theme song.
The swing type.
Yeah.
I'm down for it.
You want a satirically wholesome theme song?
I want a theme song that says your family in this full house.
Full house. You are family in this full house.
No. We did eat here.
Did you?
We all
ate here. Yeah, I mean, we do eat here regularly.
We shared flesh.
We shared of the blood.
Of the poultry.
And the body.
The flesh of
poultry. Oh, we did. Yeah, we did eat the flesh. We ate the flesh. Was it last week we ate the flesh? Or was it 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks.
I forgot that we ate the flesh, but my stomach did not forget that we ate the flesh the next morning. Sheesh. Not a good time, let me tell you.
I didn't eat too much of it. I had the fleshlight.
Mm.
Yuck.
Bazinga.
But no, I just, yeah, they were good, but I ate a lot of flesh.
A lot of flesh.
You almost had a bone down your throat.
Yeah. It broke. It was broken.
True.
I bit into it.
I just
could have sued Simple Simons.
You got a raw deal, man.
I got a raw.
You got it raw.
And I'll be entirely honest. I just now realized what we were talking about.
You got boned.
I was like, oh yeah, we had wings.
Yeah, did get boned. Did get boned.
Jake, introduce yourself for the love of
God. I already did.
When? I heard you say shalom. That was it.
Oh, shalom. Assalamu alaikum. It's Jake. You know, just here. I had a whole thing and then I got interrupted. Now I forgot what everything I was going to say was.
Damn it.
That's pretty on par.
Whole thing, something about like a restaurant or something, and then I was just like, I don't know what I was talking about now.
That's pretty on par.
Yeah, I can't get distracted at all, so I lose everything I think about. It's just gone. Now I'm just thinking about Full House.
Damn it.
Dude, that was...
Did anybody in that cast like grow up to not just do like really weird shit?
Yeah.
From what I remember...
Like, all of them.
They all did like weird shit, didn't they?
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't.
Weird is subjective. Maybe you're just a fucking square.
I feel like
nothing anyone else would do in their position.
Actually, I'll be entirely honest. I don't know what any of the women went on to do. But I know a lot of the
Bob Saget Bob Saget. John Stamos was John Stamos.
They just all continued to make more money.
They just all continued to be them.
And
eventually down spiraled. At least for the men.
Dave Collier. What have I seen? I feel like
I've heard that name somewhere, but I'm also terrible with actors' names.
I mean,
I think he was on Dancing with the Stars, I think.
Well, then he's already gone. We lost him. We'll never see him again.
He was Peter Venkman on the real Ghostbusters, the cartoon. Like, he voiced the cartoon.
That's not the real Ghostbusters.
He also infant incarnations of Animal and Bunsen on Muppet Babies. Did you all ever watch Muppet Babies?
Babies. He had a relaxed ass career after that.
Though. Yeah, he really did.
He just chilled out and all.
He's like, I'll just do voice acting. It's
I'll make
I would do voice acting. I really want to do voice acting.
I would also love to do voice acting.
I think I've got a nice repertoire of voices to use.
Yeah.
To be a voice actor.
I think I have a lot of range. Clearly.
not saying it tied into what you just said, but I kind of just threw up in my mouth.
No, you can say it ties into what I said.
I don't think it did. I think I just burped and like
just vomited.
When I had,
so it was like a subconscious reaction.
It was like a mouth shirt.
When I had an acting audition, yeah, they sorry. Did say that I would sound good on a voice acting gig just because I have a unique voice.
So they're saying you wouldn't be good at acting, just voice acting.
They're saying he's got a face for voice acting.
I have a voice for face acting, yeah.
It's like saying he's got a face for radio.
Yeah. Or podcasting.
Or podcasting.
They liked how they said I looked very good. I looked very professional.
Well, what was it? Good or professional? They were two wildly different things.
Well, when they said professional, they mean like I looked like clean. It didn't look like I just threw something on. It looked like I planned out what I was wearing.
Man, the bar is really low. If that's what
I mean, I saw the other people there. The bar was very low. Yeah. It was a very, very low bar. I was clearly the only person that like didn't just remember it the day before. Like I like because we had to do it over a fucking Zoom because it was like height of coronavirus. So it was like
the height.
Height. Because there was like, you know, multiple peaks of when people went crazy. But
the second peak apparently.
No, this was the first peak.
Oh, then it was just the height.
The height was the first one.
What did David Lynch have to do with this?
Everything.
Who's David Lynch? I know right now.
Twin Peaks.
Director.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
David Lynch? Stephen Lynch.
One of them.
One of the Lynch brothers.
Brandon
Lynch. I don't like to say Lynch brothers.
Stephen David Lynch.
You need to change that family name.
David Stephen Lynch.
I was a famous actress with that last name. Jane Lynch.
David Lynch, yeah.
David
man.
Lynch.
Old Davey.
Old David Lynch.
Just, you know, just walking down the hood, just being like, yeah, it's just me and the Lynch brothers. It's like, oh, I don't know how far you're going to get with that one.
But as far as they need to. It's the last name. It's not like they're being racist about it.
I think it'd be interesting.
Okay.
You are the worst yes-and person in my entire life. Jesus Christ.
I don't give in to
racism. Just anything I say, just like, huh.
I don't give in to racism.
Give in to anything.
I make you work for the improv here, all right?
You are the brick wall to
we're
my
setting
improv.
The bar, we're setting the bar a little
very
higher.
Low.
No, we're setting it higher.
Yeah.
At least step.
Nothing. Fucking nothing. Stonewall me. Beginning.
That's what I'm here for.
Yeah. We're at the start of the race, and at the very beginning, they just stuck their foot. I'd be like,
Yep.
This is going to be a slow start, and I'm going to make sure of it.
That's what I do.
I'm going to tie turtles to your ankles and wrists. We're going to crawl on this bitch slowly but surely for an hour and a half. I will pull.
I mean, when it came to that joke, I didn't mind being a stonewall.
People would have paid for that lineup. I didn't say they were good people, but they would have done it.
That's not the people I want.
I really don't want money.
You specifically have clearly claimed that you don't care. You'll do anything for money. I've claimed I'll do anything on camera for money. You said I don't care.
But I wouldn't sell out to. I wouldn't pander to a crowd that I.
No,
didn't.
Yeah, I wouldn't pander to the terrible people. But if they followed us and were.
But that's another. But that's the thing, though. That's like a telling thing, isn't it? What if, like,
yeah, kind
the
of.
Majority? What if the majority of our viewership was like bad people,
or they just like, you know, darker humor?
Fuck you! Give me your money.
Exactly. I mean, as long as I'm getting paid. But fuck I mean, also, you money, please. I mean, but does that mean?
I mean, I won't intentionally do it.
Well, also, yeah, I mean, you can.
Like, I'm not gonna like base what I'm doing off of that.
Yeah. I mean, you can also tell a joke. It's not necessarily like I'm gonna be tell a joke and I want to like kill every black person down the street. It's just funny to be like, oh yeah, imagine the Lynch brothers walking down the hood. Imagine the reaction they're gonna get. Like, it's a funny joke.
I just don't think I get it. I don't think I get that joke in the first place.
I think that might be a place where they just don't say their last name. You can just say, "Hey, I'm David."
Fucking stonewalls. Fucking stonewalls.
Have you never seen Malibu's Most Wanted? You haven't, have you?
Watch
that movie and you'll get it all out of your system. It'll drain you of all that.
I don't think it will.
It will. Trust me. It will. It's a fantastic movie.
It's a fantastic Malibu's movie. It'll drain you out of all of your racist humor.
Yes, it will. It will. I promise you it will. That guy, I forget his name. The actor.
Jamie Kennedy.
Yeah. He is hilarious. He is hilarious. I'm going to leave it at that. I don't want to spoil any of
it. You need to watch Malibu's Most. I feel like that is like required viewership as a human being. Honestly. It's such a fucking
funny. It's a good movie. Yeah.
We used to watch it in the house all the fucking time.
I'm going to say I'm going to watch it and I'm not going to watch it.
You better.
I'm not going to watch
it. And then record the song while you watch it.
I'll make sure it's in the background of the song.
You can do a twofer tomorrow. Record your song and watch Malibu's.
I'm not watching a movie. I'm not sitting down to pay attention to a movie.
It's just how I talk, yo.
All right.
I had a buddy that actually
naturally
talked like that. Like,
really?
Because he was trying to start his rap career.
Damn.
And I was like, but you don't have to talk like that. Like, you could just talk normal. It's fine.
It's like the catch me outside chick.
Yeah. It's like you. It's yeah, not,
that's not a good analogy because she became a millionaire.
But no, but she
doesn't matter worked, about like, that.
You that purposely works. Make your vernacular like that. Like it's not nat. I mean,
for her, wasn't it kind of like that? Because she was like, I mean, she was born in an area where the people around her talked like that, and she grew up in it.
Have you? Did you see her It'd mom? Be, it, did you see her mom when they're on Dr. Phil?
Yeah, but that's also because she was probably raised in a different area and then moved there.
Well, her mom raised her.
Yeah, but how much, when you think of a kid that goes to school, how much time does she spend with her parents compared to how much time she spends with other kids?
When you think of a bad baby,
how much time do you think she spends with her parents than she spends with other kids?
But also, it's also a persona, I think.
It is,
it's
probably.
That is what...
Yeah, but also you have to think of, like, there are people that, like, because they're in that area, they pick up on that vernacular, and then people are like, oh, well, why don't you sound white?
Let's just use my friend, for instance. I don't. He grew up in Shodo, Oklahoma.
Yeah, like he's literally just doing that because he thinks that's persona, what you have to do for rap.
Yeah, he should be talking like this.
Because that's how he talked before he started his rap career.
And you know what? There is a category for that. Like you can.
Not gonna lie though, he did show me one of his songs. And it was pretty good.
Was it Bussin'?
No,
it wasn't.
I can't remember what it was called. But
did you tell him it wasn't Bussin'?
No.
Does he listen to our podcast?
No.
So we'll never know.
He should.
Agreed. Everyone should.
Yeah.
Tell your friends
at least once.
Yeah.
Get it out of your system.
Get a taste.
Get more of the newer episodes, though. Like, no, let's, I mean.
No, you gotta, no, you have to love us for who we are.
Well, start with the newer ones. Realize what we've become. And then you can go back and listen to the crappy audio we had before.
Just don't want your ears to bleed.
Yeah, don't take your vision of us and your thought of us from episode 23.
Or at least make the very first thing you do be subscribing to Patreon and then watch whatever fucking episode you want.
Yeah, yeah. Do that.
Start an episode one of that, everything and only listen to that on repeat. I don't care. Stop listening to us on day two.
My collection manager listens and he was like, oh, I started listening to like the beginning of the podcast and I was like, oh, don't do that. I mean, I appreciate it because we get paid for it, but don't do that. Download them, just don't listen to them.
Not worth it.
I was like, he's like, the audio quality wasn't good. I was like, I know. I'm well aware. It was bad.
It was a different time.
No. I didn't know the powers of editing yet, all right?
My work's been talking more and more to me about podcasts. Like, bringing up, because I've now mentioned to them a couple times, like, they ask, like, so what are you doing on Tuesdays? I'm like, oh, I do a show, and I've talked about it. But I was like, I don't want anyone showing, like, people that don't need to be seeing the show, if I say anything about the job. But now they're all talking to me about it more. I'm like, oh, I'm getting closer to when I can leave. Like, not closer, but I'm like, I'm on time schedule, so, like, at a certain point, I'm going to be like, you know, just take it. I'm just going to slowly handing it off to, like, one person at a time. Letting it get integrated. Then when the people who don't need to hear it, I can bounce.
Please. Or you just not talk about your job.
No, they need to be talked about.
Okay.
Fucking terrible. That place needs to be shut down.
Yes, and.
Yes, and that place needs to be fucking burned.
Okay.
That place needs to go down.
You said I was stonewalling you, yeah. So I was trying to.
I appreciate that. Literally, if you say yes and, I could go on all day.
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
Oh. See, exactly. There you go.
The stonewall's back up.
Back up.
It's even got a ceiling this time. Uh-huh. All right. You can't even escape from the top.
Ooh, I'm going to get them gophers. Or dig under.
No, it's floor. Stone floor.
Right down to China. I'll figure something out.
Stone floor. You ain't going anywhere.
I'll call the CCP. We'll make a deal. We'll get some oil going just so I can
talk about whatever that, in that prison that Magneto was put into.
How long did that keep him?
You can't control metal
now. Yeah,
you don't know my life. You don't know me.
Control metal right now.
All right. Yeah.
I'll give you all the money in my bank account if you make some fucking
get this knife to you.
I will give you all the money in my bank account.
Get this knife to you with your mind.
With your mind. Use your metal power.
I'm controlling metal right now. Just played MIA by Avenged Sevenfold.
No, control that metal right now. I'll give you all the metal.
Bring this knife come to you out of my hand.
I'm telling it to stay right there.
No, you have to have it come to you.
I'm doing exactly.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And now put it down. There you go. Pick it up.
Just fucking throw it as hard as you can. And then as he's going to say, throw it at my face. And then he can't get mad at you.
That's exactly what throw it at my face, bitch!
I would never do that.
I'm in it for the long haul.
I would never do that. I would never throw an open knife at your face.
Yeah. But I'll call you on it.
Unless.
I'll call you on it until you do it.
Unless you stonewall me.
Yeah. Would double dog dare you and call you a bitch if you don't do it.
Fucking do it, dog.
Yeah, fucking double dog.
All right, well, I have to now. I got peer pressure to kill my brother.
I'm going to say if you don't, you're a pussy, and then you have to do it by law.
I have witnesses. I was peer pressured.
Yeah, by George Washington's law, you have to throw it at me because I called you a pussy.
If someone tells you to do it and you do it, like...
It's still against the law very much, yes. You still get arrested for murder.
What if you have permission?
It's still against the law.
Like assisted suicide? Yeah, no, I can't do it.
And all, it still counts as murder because you're still doing it. And it's illegal for someone to assist you on it.
Convinced me that you had Magneto powers and the knife just went, you made the knife go into your skull.
Oh, dude.
Boom.
Can you plea my insanity by throwing it because I said I could do it?
Sure.
I think we should do it.
We'll do it on the show.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
You have my permission in the video, clearly.
I have a verbal verbal contract.
Here's today's newspaper.
Brother kills brother in podcast dare.
Oh my god, that would
brother called older brother a bitch. Older brother threw knife in his face because he told him to.
Co-host stood by. He said, "Let him do it."
He said, "Let him do it." Younger brother now dead.
It was a fight for the true owner of the podcast. Only one can remain, but one also doesn't have a weapon.
One armed, one unarmed. Who wins?
One has a knife. The other one thinks he's Magneto. Who's going to win?
Wait, put this on TikTok.
And the end of the story just ends with two people in the mental insane asylum.
One's just insane. The other one's insane with a knife wound.
Yep.
Fucking knife.
So one of them just plead insane. He just like
shit his cheek. Just fucking, you let go and it just fucking goes in and like hits him in the jaw, like just goes in back here. Just fucking hit, misses everything vital, just goes soft tissue. He's got a fucking knife. Just, yo, I got a knife in my face.
Have you seen the one of the two teenagers pissed off and one of them just hurls a pair of scissors into this dude's shoulder?
Yeah.
Why have you done this? I have to go to the hospital.
I'm so pissed off.
Dude, it didn't go in at an angle. It went straight in like that. I think it touched his shoulder.
I think rage would set in at that point. I'd just rip it out and throw it back.
He was so calm. He was like, dude, why did you do this? I have to go to the hospital now.
Absolute rage would set in at that point if someone threw scissors and stuck me with them.
I think just seeing like 4 inches of blade going into your shoulder out of nowhere is just such a shock that you're just like, dude, like.
No, I think, no, this would be my exact reaction. What the fuck? What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Now, what if the adrenaline doesn't set in, and then you grab it, and it just hurts worse than ever? Like, you there's just no dopamine in your system. You just feel every centimeter.
Oh, yeah, they would tell you not to pull it out.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, just because you don't want the blood flow to just go crazy. At least that's holding it in somewhat if it hits something.
That's when you're a squirter.
Just be like, what the fuck? What the fuck? I got you back, bitch.
Guess Andrew, what? You just chase him in the hallway with your squirting arm. guess what, bitch? I got AIDS.
Just squeeze it.
Yeah.
Just.
Now we're both screwed.
Didn't think that one through, did ya?
Yeah. Now you're getting arrested and you have STDs.
My injury is temporary. Yours is forever.
BT-dub, I do not have hepatitis C. Just
yet.
Go on the record. Just on the record.
It's all pretty curable at this point.
Hepatitis C is not.
Not yet. They did just do a thing for...
Jogcasta.
Didn't they just do a thing for HIV where, like, HIV's good now or something?
Good?
Oh, my God. Well, like,
yeah, watch South Park, man. They showed you the cure to HIV.
HIV's good now. You heard HIV's it here first.
Yeah, dog. Like, HIV's good. Like, do whatever you want with it.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you just said that.
HIV's good, dog.
This is why I stonewall you.
I don't know what these people are even complaining about. HIV's not even that bad.
This is exactly why I stole. Yo, dog,
just like pop a pill or something. Who gives a shit? You're good, homie. You're good.
I don't think that's the case. Yeah.
We know you still fucking. We know you good. You ain't telling. We ain't telling. Pop that pill. Pop that placebo and get that pussy. Let's go.
P for P.
P for P, baby. Hepatitis C.
I meant pill for pussy, but.
I meant hepatitis, and I will not be corrected.
That's like when you drink too much Pepto, right?
Yeah.
You get hepatitis.
You get pepticide. You get A first, and it's like diabetes. You get A, B, and then you get C. You're taking way too much fucking Pepto, my guy. You got hepatitis C.
Doctor's like, hey, dude, you gotta lay off the Pepto, all right?
And it's only sexually transmitted.
You got hepatitis. You got hepatitis, and it's not good.
Yeah.
All right, you gotta lay off the Pepto.
And you can only get it from specifically doing anal.
You're having too much of that pink juice.
Yeah, you got too much.
Man, I thought that was strawberry milk.
That P for P hepatitis to pussy, baby. Getting it. This episode has been sponsored by
Pepto.
I got a sponsorship. I have a sponsorship coming up, but I haven't. I'm waiting for the delivery.
Right here.
Okay.
That's fine. One day it'll be just me. We're looking at just a picture of you guys on a wall.
Not in here. Yelling. Not in here.
No. I'm going to already be put in that asylum, baby. All right, gonna be crazy talking on a wall.
It's going to be in a straitjacket.
Yeah, it's going to be a fake camera.
When I was on a podcast.
I was famous.
And that's when we get famous because he's gone.
No, because you still get the YouTube shorts of me in the insane asylum, and that's when everyone watches.
What insane asylum in their right mind is going to give you a phone?
No. I pay them to record me.
Actually,
I don't even have to pay them. I know they do that shit for free. They're doing some crazy shit.
Probably.
They're getting that P for P right there.
TikTok.
Yeah, probably.
There's probably a lot of nurses in a state. Do you hear about the U.S. government trying to inform TikTok stars about the Ukrainian conflict?
No.
They had a press meeting over Zoom with TikTok stars trying to inform them about the Ukrainian conflict so they can inform their users.
And all they said was, quick, shake your ass in that direction.
I wouldn't doubt it because they wouldn't specify shake exactly what
towards
they told
the Ukraine
them.
Yeah, area.
Over there.
Yeah, they had a Zoom meeting with 30 TikTok stars, and I can't imagine how well that would have gone.
There was just a lot of dancing. Mm-hmm. Like everyone was just dancing.
They're just practicing Ukrainian folk dancing.
Lip-syncing everything that they could see.
Well, because they can't speak Ukrainian, but they have to do the songs. Or else it's disrespectful. So I had to lip sync Ukrainian songs and try to practice their folk dancing.
You don't have to know the words to lip sync.
I know, that's what I'm saying. They couldn't speak it, so they just lip sync.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, that's what they do anyway.
Yes.
90% of TikTok is lip syncing and shaking.
They don't know their own language when it's lip synced. It's fine. What do they even speak over there, anyways?
Ukrainian?
Portuguese? I don't know.
Is Ukrainian a language?
I don't think Ukrainian is a language. I think because their population is kind of split between like Russia and then whatever it is other than Ukraine.
I don't have my laptop today.
I don't have your laptop today either. I apologize.
God damn, I wish I did.
It's Ukrainian.
It is. They speak Ukrainian. Huh. All right.
Yep. It was a frequently asked question.
I'm sure.
Yeah, because a lot of people are just like, oh, I want to support him, but I don't know if they speak English. What language do they even speak
anyway? I mean, I'm pretty sure most of them do.
Oh, I mean, a good majority of them speak. I mean, almost all of them speak English as a second language, just because that's kind of the thing.
We're in a country. Moving your car real quick.
Yeah, sure.
We're in a country where
Ukrainians have to be blonde hair, blue white, or else we don't care about them.
Stop it.
In a country where we are catered to and we don't have to be bilingual. We're like 99% of other countries, like, they're forced to be bilingual because that's just how it is.
Yeah.
You know, like the trade and foreigners and
America has colonialized the world enough to make it to where English.
Yeah.
But really,
even our bordering countries, you know what I mean? Like, people think it's too much to learn Spanish.
Like, yeah.
True. Come to our country, you learn English. You know what I mean? Like,
which is crazy. Okay. English is like the hardest language to learn.
As a second language, we're fucking ridiculous.
Because you have
so many rules and.
Well, and you have like the same word mean multiple things.
Oh, yeah. That's what I mean. Like, there's so many, like, triple exceptions to one rule just within, like.
You have your, and your. Like.
And then on top of that, like 90% of our language is all idioms.
Yeah.
Which is shit that's like you'd only get if you're in our culture.
Yeah.
Like it's not like universal or based on any other
through memes.
Yeah, it's like it's semi based on other cultures and other language. But not like fully based in the same shit. Because like Asian languages, like, let's say kanji, for instance, like Japanese language, they have the same shit that they had in the very beginning. They just added to it. You know what I mean? So if you have, like, let's say if you were describing a speaker, like a, you know, computer speaker or car speaker, whatever, it would literally be in kanji. It would be box of noise or like box of electronic sound.
Right.
Like the full shit. You know what I mean? It's like, their shit is still based fully in the old shit, just adapted
speaker, to. Speaker, for instance, is one of those other words that means two different things. Speaker is a box of electronic sound or someone speaking. And it's like, that's hard for someone to learn as a second language. Like, oh, this means two different things? That seems weird.
Yeah. English is complicated that way. I mean, India has like over 19,000 languages.
That's insane.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of languages.
19,500 mother languages speaking in India.
Huh.
Damn.
That's a lot. I mean, you've seen what their political system looks like, right?
No.
Their voting system. They have like hundreds of different political classes, like political groups, which is why they usually go in like a group together. Like they kind of run as a group and then kind of like select down from that. They usually run as a group because there was no way that like one party could win. There was like some crazy thing I didn't think that happened like just before the pandemic or like a couple of years before the pandemic. I didn't actually look into it, but I remember hearing about it on one of the news shows that like it was one of the first times that just one party actually had the majority vote, when it's just like one party out of like hundreds or thousands of parties. And normally they have to run as like groups of like dozens, and like one party just won. Like majority, and it was like unforeseeable that wasn't going to happen. It was crazy in their history. It was cool though. I mean, I can't remember his name, but yeah, I was listening to some of the stuff he was doing. I was going to say that I don't think he was liked that much, but I think I might be forgetting him as the thing of him instead of the guy that he ran against that was super unfavorable. I can't recall the names.
I think once they liberated from England, they kind of tried to make it as fair for everyone as possible. They like did. Their legal system and government. Shit.
They're normally used as the example of like, we don't want to go to dictatorship, but we also don't want to go to India's political stance where it's just like, it's impossible for one good person to get good, to like go in. So you have to get a group of people and, you know, have 100 people, one of them's bound to suck. So, like, you're asking like
that's,
for bad people.
That's fair, too. I feel like that's cool of them, because if, in India, you got to really want to fucking win to You gotta really try.
That's what was crazy about that one party. Was like they just, I mean, they knocked it out of the ballpark. Like people just stood behind them. But it may have been one of the situations where the area like had gone through so much that like it was bound to happen. Well, yeah. And like people just didn't want to accept it. Because there's a lot of those situations where like you've just pushed a population so far that they'll just do anything to get out of it. It happens in a lot of countries when they go through any kind of political, economic, or any kind of change. Kind of just like fucks with the people and they get desperate.
Well, I don't think it's that. I think it's when people are desperate, they're very easily manipulated and taken advantage of.
And on the other side, like when they're getting taken advantage of, once you push them too far that way, I mean, that's how you get groups of people together to revolt and actually make a good change.
Yeah, it's all a cycle.
Yeah.
It's all cyclical.
Yeah, it's a... And there's a very thin line between like a revolt that can continue to go good, and then it just takes that one bad step during that revolt to make it go sideways, or letting one foreign party get involved in your shit, and then next thing you know, it goes sideways.
That's kind of
life. I don't know any place like that that would get involved in foreign politics in that degree, though.
That's kind of just life in general, though, isn't it? The back and forth of bad and good in our minds, bad and good.
Yeah, it's so hard to like really. Because, I mean, when you think of that kind of stuff, you always end up
tyranny like, and oppression versus, like, freedoms and
it's liberation. It's hard to think of tyranny and, like, in degrees of not bad and good. It's hard to think of it as, like, events that are happening because you don't want to be, like, a heartless, you know, asshole. Like, you don't want to say, I don't feel anything. But I want to understand, like, what are the reasons behind this? I don't care, like, because
that's why the media is so manipulating, because we want a clear answer. We want an easy image to swallow. We don't want the like read between the lines actual truth, which is a huge gray area. They're not going to announce on the news that, you know, people are fighting political wars and trying to get people to rally behind it with crazy, weird lies. That's not news. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's why. Because the joke I made earlier when I said, oh, like they're not blonde hair, blue eyes, or don't care about them, that's because there's an actual news story in Ukraine where someone yelled out, like, we're a blonde hair, blue eyed people and we're dying. And it's just like they're telling us that for support. Like they're yelling. And again, I was like, well, fucking, how do I take that? Because like they're pushing a bunch of stuff, being like, oh, there's a bunch of Nazis in Ukraine and Russia's trying to stomp them out. And I was hearing the alternate of just like, no, that's propaganda. And then even Ukrainian was like, no, that's propaganda. There are some Nazis, but it's like 10%.
Just let me go.
Yeah, I'm good. But yeah, they were like, so there's like 10, like there's only, they were like, oh no, there's only like 10% of Nazis in our military. Like there's not that many Nazis. I'm like, but that's 10% of your military you just said is Nazis. Like that you verified that there's 10% of your military is Nazis. So I'm like, all right, well, that's an issue, isn't that? And then I don't want to talk about it because then it's just like, oh, well, you're pro-Russia. I'm like, no, Russia's a piece of shit. I'm not pro anybody in this situation except for the civilians that are, you know, getting bombarded. I care very much for those people and the fucking Russian people and the people in the vicinity that have to deal with the entire situation all over what could potentially just be oil or some people that don't like Jews or fucking like geographical issues, like whatever the situation is between these countries, fucking millions of people are being.
I mean, I feel like we all can agree, everyone in the entire world can agree that no one should be fighting a war unless it's against people who signed up to fight a war. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's
you
why
shouldn't you can't be bombing also, civilians. Yeah. You shouldn't ever be bombing shit like that.
Yeah, that's why they were confused of like they were pushing like they were saying like, oh yeah, Russia is letting all the civilians evacuate these areas, but then and they were saying like Russia's not bombarding any residential areas.
And like you can understand
that was American news that I was getting.
Like you can understand civilian casualties in the streets and like with the infantry. I understand like people getting, running. Yeah. Like it's yeah, the and, bombing and missile insane. Strikes.
And the news stories I was getting from control. American news outlets were saying Russia is intentionally not bombing residential areas. They're letting all those civilians evacuate. I'm like, why are you telling me this? And then I can clearly see that they were like bombing apartment buildings and shit. And it's like, oh no, they're only hitting like militarized zones. They're not hitting any civilians. They're allowing them to evacuate. I'm like, why is American news telling me this? Like, you should just be giving me the facts. Like, because we're not technically, like, we're not supporting them. We're not supporting them. Like, we're not over there with our military. We're not fighting this war. So why are you kind of pushing pro-Russia stuff? Like, maybe you're just trying to say, like, oh, no, don't worry. There's no civilians that are dying. But then at the same time, like, just tell me the shit. Like, just tell me, like, hey, yeah, this is what happened. I understand that some people don't want to hear that kind of stuff, but then, like, fucking don't listen to it.
That's what the news should be. It's fact. Just telling you what happened.
I just want to know what shouldn't happened.
Shouldn't be anything
else. I hate having to read something, think about it, wonder what their opinion is.
In my opinion, news shouldn't be allowed to even run commercials. Like, you should not be allowed.
Yeah, because that's advertisement money.
Yeah, it should just be, you know, what I'm like, yeah, a public service thing.
Yeah, if you want, I was about to say, if you want to have a news.
How are news stations funded?
Advertisements. Views. Yeah. They get paid per, like,
a lot of them are on YouTube and have social media. Almost all of them are on YouTube. Yeah, they've converted
over. They pump out, like, a video every, like, 15 minutes.
Well, that's why I was, like, when you said the no advertisement, I was like, well, they gotta pay for
cameras. I think if you did that, it would have to go into kind of the socialism-esque structure of, like, certain things have to be, like, ran by the government.
But then you don't want government PBS. News. You know what I mean? It just have to be run by donations.
Yeah.
But then, like, how many? Because, like, think about, like, the reason these news companies are doing what they're doing, partially because nobody's buying newspapers anymore. And also, they're like, I'm not going to pay for a subscription for you. I can just Google it, and then your news story comes up, and then I read it, not and I go that, away.
They put their news stories on Facebook. All you got to do is go on Facebook and read it.
And that's the thing. It's just, like, if, like, no one's going to pay for something they can get for free. Like, yeah. It sucks because, like, you know, they, like, a lot of people give out their stuff for free. I'm like, hey, yeah, I don't want you to have to pay for this, but if you give me money just for appreciation to keep me going, that'd be awesome. And a lot of people never do it just because they don't want to be inconvenienced in their own, like, in their own viewing. Like, let's be honest, like, you don't want to, like, have to go through something just to watch a video that I could watch for free because I don't want to be inconvenienced when I'm already trying to enjoy what I'm doing. I don't want to have to think about somebody else. That's, like, a little bit of the basis of the whole idea. So it's hard for the news companies to get anything other than just fucking advertisements and just fucking pump out a video every 15 minutes talking about how blonde-haired, blue-eyed, white people are dying in Ukraine.
Well, to be honest, I think television's going to die out completely.
Yeah, when people keep on talking to me about if they should get, like, DirecTV or not at work, I'm like, I haven't paid attention to satellite TV.
They're already, all of them are already transitioning to subscription-based apps like that, like Disney Plus and HBO and Discovery Plus.
And now they're going to flood the system with them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's already happening.
Yeah, it was, I mean, it was already a process. It was just an extra nail added. It's
the transition Netflix process.
Netflix went from mailing them DVDs in the mail. I remember getting Netflix DVDs in the mail.
That was a very quick transition, too. That did not
just
last
like DVDs long. And VHS. They're and they still the past. Do it, but it's no, nothing. Like, it's transitioning out.
Yeah.
And then...
That's why you have it.
If Blockbuster would have caught the wave...
Oh, yeah.
Still be here.
Bro, awesome.
I mean, even Blockbuster did the mailing for a little while.
Yeah.
Just but wasn't enough.
Just, I mean,
nobody wants mail.
Once Netflix went to streaming, Blockbuster just, they couldn't compete anymore.
Yeah, they were done.
I mean,
because, like, Blockbuster didn't even catch on with the mailing until way.
Oh, yeah. It was
like, no, we don't want to do it in the mail. If
Blockbuster would have, like, they made a streaming service with all the movies they had on it, oh, they could have kept on going forever.
But you know what? What they did?
They made more money off the games than anything.
Yeah.
That's true. I got hella video games from Blockbuster.
At the end, yeah, for sure.
They used to sell, like, consoles, or not sell, but, like, rent out consoles. Like, you could rent out a PS2 or whatever.
Yep.
I do like that they died out of legend, but I wish they would have lived.
It just happens.
We were a Hollywood Video family growing up.
Oh, yeah.
We were both, because they had different shit.
Yeah, like, Hollywood Video was pretty, because we didn't have a Blockbuster in Owosso for a long time. And the Blockbuster was pretty small compared to the Hollywood Video, in retrospect. But Hollywood Video was like, you could get, like, it was like 7 movies for $7, and you get them for a week or two. Yeah, you get them for a week, and, like, once a week we would go and get a bunch of, like, VHSs even, and over at, like, PlayStation 1 games.
I remember that, like, this was, like, before, like, they put everything on the internet. Like, whenever I had my first job, I would literally drive from Ooliga all the way to Owosso just to go to Blockbuster, just to see what movies they had. Sometimes I would leave with nothing.
I drove
30 minutes to go home with nothing.
Yep.
And also, I love those Blockbuster, like, the old like, cause not cause, the VHS, the VHS cases.
Oh, you have to like squeeze them.
Yeah, like the like have the like little plastic ones. Yeah. I love those. I think about those all the time.
Why? I don't know.
There's
why is that what you focus on?
There's just something so pleasing about just closing it. I just loved it. Like I love those like aesthetically pleasing videos where like things just like close and fit perfectly.
So you are into ASMR.
In a form, I guess. Yeah, that is technically ASMR. Yeah, that is the r/satis like strangely satisfying. I enjoy. So like, or like something being crushed in somebody's hand. I love those videos. Yeah. That's getting dangerously close to foot videos. Ignore that.
Because he loves it. Yeah, he does.
Getting dangerously close to I just like to see feet just going around in just a pile of mud.
I can literally feel that right now. Like,
Jessica, get out of here right now. Get your feet in these beans.
Didn't have to go.
You feel that?
I can feel them like going between my toes, smashing underneath.
Let me smell those bushy baked bean toes, baby.
It's them piggies.
This little piggy went.
Oh, God, I can feel it.
Ooh, them toes, them toes, them little toes.
Oh, fuck.
I want to go into some news finally.
Talking about news this entire time. What do you mean?
I mean fun news.
Ukrainians.
500-pound black bear remains at large after breaking into more than 3 dozen California homes.
That bear's always going to be large.
It's
Frank the Tank.
Frank the Tank, yeah! Yeah, I wrote about Frank. Tell me about Frank.
Officials confirmed that he has lost all fear of people and broken into nearly 30 South Lake Tahoe homes in the recent months. The bear has been linked to damage in at least 38 homes in the Tahoe Keys neighborhood during the past 7 months and is responsible for dozens of calls to authorities. In turn, the board of the Tahoe Keys Property Owners Association voted Friday night to allow California's Department of Fish and Wildlife to set traps in their neighborhood to capture the bear and euthanize it.
If you fucking touch that bear...
Fill it full of youth. They're going to make him up. A little baby bear.
Don't you
bear
fucking
again.
Touch that goddamn bear.
We don't want anybody to get hurt. Nobody wants that. We want the bear to... And we don't want the bear to die either. This has to stop.
If he's already like so used to people that he's continuously doing it, it's kind of
It's
like,
never going to stop.
You got to send him to Russia.
So because the bear has become accustomed to humans and appears to consider them a source of easily accessible food, the California Department of Fish and Wildlife has labeled it a severely food habituated conflict bear.
Conflict bear.
It's a fucking metal band right there.
According to the newspaper, the Tahoe Keys bear broke into a home on Friday by squeezing through a small window while searching for food. Police banged on the outside of the home until he reemerged and left.
Reemerged. The conflict bear.
Conflict bear.
Now you might not want to approach him. He's a bit of a conflict bear.
You don't approach the tank.
A conflict.
Around these parts, he's called a conflict bear.
Don't you touch Hank the Tank.
Alleged thieves accused of stealing more than 1,000 gallons in diesel fuel from gas stations.
Yo, dog, that's like a $250,000 right there. You best fuck off. Get your hands off of there.
I just noticeably like looked at a gas station sign today while I was driving, and like diesel's at, like was like $5.25 a gallon.
It costs me $50 to fill up my tank. I drive a fucking V6.
I got a Honda Civic, and it cost me $50.
Yeah, yeah.
It cost me $80 to fill up mine.
Yeah. Fuck you, Putin. I want my oil. Get it out your ass.
The owners of a gas station are accusing the driver of a van and possibly others of stealing more than 1,000 gallons of fuel in a very sneaky and clever way in plain sight.
In plain sight.
Dun, dun, dun.
Jerry Thale and his family own and run the Fuqua Express.
Fuqua
Express gas station in Houston, Texas, and they say they witnessed a van drive up to their gas station, park over the in-ground caps where the underground fuel storage tanks are filled, and alleged that the van possibly had a trap door in the floorboard where those inside were able to siphon hundreds of gallons of diesel fuel and then drive away.
That's a fuel heist.
Yeah, these kids do some fucking Scooby Doo shit.
Like,
over here.
How much money did they spend on their van to set up a trap door?
Oh man, they're about it.
They're about it.
One thing, that's
beaches. What if they made it?
They made
the They fabbed it.
They fabbed
it. I think they did make it, and I think they need to be set free. They did nothing wrong.
Really what it is...
They need to be hired.
It's just like a couple of meth heads, and they just fucking put a hole saw...
No,
right.
it's all
in the rusty floorboards, and they're in there just... Sucking diesel and spitting it again.
No, because they would not. They would not say trap door if it was just a hole in the bottom.
It's fucking a hole. Anything's a trap door.
I mean, they don't. They didn't see inside the van, so yeah, they just
said, it must have been a trap door. They didn't know.
That's a fair point.
They still haven't caught the diesel.
May have just been some creative meth heads.
Not even creative. Fucking redneck meth heads. Just lucky.
I can think they're creative in their own way.
Florida mom discovers 2-year-old daughter locked inside daycare after employees leave.
Yo, she shouldn't have been dumb. Like, you know they're leaving. Get out. Why are you still in there?
It's a 2-year-old.
You know what you're doing. You know what happens.
I started knocking. I banged on every window, and I couldn't see anything because everything was dark.
Is that the 2-year-old?
Stephanie Martinez. Oh. Yes, the 2-year-old.
The 2-year-old is that articulate.
A Florida mother is filing a lawsuit against a daycare company after employees left her 2-year-old daughter alone inside one of their facilities before she was able to arrive for pickup. She said that she arrived at the Plantation Kindercare Daycare Center on last Tuesday night and found her daughter Anastasia Brathwaite, I don't know how to pronounce that, locked inside with the lights off. The employees had left for the day, Martinez said, and she had no way to get Anastasia out.
Can we give her name to your kid Anastasia? She fell asleep probably.
She said she started knocking, couldn't see anything, and finally I heard her and she popped in the little window on the little door, and I lost it. Plantation firefighters arrived soon after and were able to pry open the doors of the facility to free Anastasia. According to a report by the Plantation Police Department, two Plantation Kindercare employees left the daycare center at 6:20 p.m., about 8 minutes before Martinez arrived.
What are you trying to say, Flo? Are you trying to say that a kid named Anastasia was just working on a plantation?
No,
I
was just saying that the name of the daycare wasn't Plantain for no reason. It's just because this the
why
town.
Why are you breaking like fifth walls,
the
man?
The town is named that.
His name's Luke.
Did I just call him Flo? Yes.
You call him Flo all the time.
I do.
It's okay.
You're just Flo, man.
That's all right.
You're just your character.
That's fine.
The Plantation Police Department and a lawyer representing Martinez did not immediately respond to people's requests for comment.
Yeah.
Get out of here. I said people and a people ad popped up. God.
Thanks, Google.
In a statement sent to People, Kindercare Learning Companies Incorporated, which operates dozens of facilities around the country out of its headquarters in Oregon, said it would retrain staff on proper supervision protocol in wake of the incident and are thankful Anastasia was found safe.
Good.
What's crazy is when I was a kid, I went to a daycare called Kindercare.
Yeah,
I feel like it's like pretty common.
Yeah, but it said out of Oregon, and that's where I was born.
Oh. I was in they were trying to leave you in there.
I was at their base of operations. I was the first kid ever left alone.
I'm gonna die if I don't pee.
Oh, he's gonna die.
He's gonna die.
Whoa. I got
died.
Oh. Oh my God.
I tried to give you a chair and you refused.
It's somewhere.
What's that over here? It's this show.
It's this show.
I know, but I originally offered you the chair that is over there.
I know. And it was over there. It's over there from when I said that show.
I know.
Yeah.
But you refused it for this show.
I don't think you didn't seem to like it too much in the first show.
No. I was still sitting in it at the time. I was still sitting in it before I brought this out and I said I was going to retire that chair.
Yeah.
And I said I was going to give it to you.
I think he's saying that I'm physically sitting in it right now.
I know. That's the thing is I didn't send it in today because he's sending it.
Yeah, I was physically in it.
I know. I was going to move it there whenever I retired it. And you said you were just going to find one yourself. You're ungrateful of my gift.
In fairness, my ass is very uncomfortable, so I'm kind of also unthankful for your gift.
Your apology is accepted.
You're going to have a filthy backpack.
I don't apologize. Accepted.
I accept your apology. Now let's move on.
Sounds good.
What sounds move good? On, I mean, let's close out the show.
Yeah, let's close it out.
Yeah, let's it. Move the
we've
fuck
We've done
on.
It again, boys.
We finished
the show
God
again.
Damn, I gotta go home and go to sleep.
Another one bites the dust.
Another one down, another one down, another one bites the dust.
Hey.
Let's end this shit. Another one bites the dust. Get out of here.
Thanks for listening. Toodaloo.
Toodaloo.
Peace and love.
Bitch.